Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. We'll figure out a way to think about the garden and other things versus worrying about the quarantine that's going on out there. As I said earlier, gardening is not quarantined or canceled, so we can get out there and do it. So let's talk about it. We do have a call on the line, so we'll get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Mark is in New Hampshire.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hey.
Good morning.
I've got a question for you concerning my what I call my garden. It's I talked to you last year about it. Used culverts, and I buried them in the basically in the sand, and I put loam and stuff in there and put my plants in there. In those culverts this year, should I take a little bit of that soil out and replace it with new soil, or leave it as is? What would be the best thing to go with there?
Well, so what I would be looking at doing is, how successful were you in those this past season, last season? Were you, did you have a lot of success? Were there ones that, did better than others? What did it look like?
They were very good.
So I personally,
I only grow a couple things, squash and tomatoes and green beans.
Okay, so I personally wouldn't be looking to take anything out that's already there, right? Because if you had success, there's a good chance that you're going to have continued success there with just adding a little bit, maybe fertilizer to it. But what you might want to do is, if you have enough of them, get a soil sample done. See where your pH level is, see where everything is at, and see what actually might need to be added. Or what, might need to, you might end up, it's in a perfect condition, and you might need to add something to just keep it going, keep that baseline the same, right? You might need to add a little bit of lime to the soil to keep that pH the same, because, say your pH was really good. It's only going to start to leach out. It's not going to get better without any fertilizer or anything like that, right?
Right.
So that's why I would look at it to see, what you're dealing with. But I wouldn't take anything out right now. If anything, you may be adding a little bit. But again, not knowing what's in there without taking a soil test or something like that, you don't know what to add, right? It could be you need to add some nutrients, or it could be maybe there's too much of something. So I personally, when something like that you've had success on, I wouldn't be taking anything out. I would be continuing with what I have and maybe adding a little bit to it. Over time, especially if you took the plants out, you might need to add a little bit of soil back into it to get that back up to the height that you're looking for. You know, so adding it to it might be a good way to do it. Maybe like a getting like a mix of like a compost and soil that's already mixed together and adding it to it. Because that's going to keep it at like that neutral.
Now, I picked up some from what you told me last year. I got that the Costa Maine lobster compound. Lobster compost.
Perfect.
And I had the top 3-4 inches. So in my planter, the bottom, like I said, they're 14-16 inches deep.
Yep.
You know, the bottom 3-4 inches. I put peat moss in. Then I put in some loam, and the final 3-4 inches I put in that lobster compost. And I was just wondering if I should redo that top couple of inches this year with a fresh coat of lobster compost.
Well, I don't see a problem with adding some of that lobster compost, definitely. At the end of the season, did you just pull everything out, or did you leave it kind of be... cut it back.
No, I left it in there. You said to leave it in.
So perfect. So what I might end up doing, what I would do is maybe get like a top dressing of the lobster compost, or sometimes they have like a enriching mulch. Costa Maine has like an enriching mulch. They have a garden soil, something along those lines. It's a little heavier to add to that soil. Because what you'll do is the plants that are still there have those root systems, so we're going to want to plant right near it. You'll be able to get rid of those plants soon. Don't pull them out. I'm sure that they turn brown and kind of, you know, aren't really showing much.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact was is that root system was still feeding and keeping the nutrients in there. So plant right into there. You know, a couple inches away from where the main trunk of the old plant was to build up those nutrients. And you're going to have, honestly, you're going to have a head start compared to others. And that's why I would only use like a top dressing. You could use the lobster compost. You could use an enriching mulch or something like that. But you don't need to do a lot. Okay, because those microbes are already in there. They're sitting waiting for you to add... you know, your plants, so they can go on to that plant. So I think you're going to have another successful year by doing that.
Yeah. And that worked, you know, fine for my tomatoes and my squashes.
Yep.
The other thing that I grow, I have it's about a 10, 12 foot trellis for my pole beans.
Yep.
And I had my buddy was in there with his backhoe thumping it out for me. And he dug me a trench. And, you know, I just filled it with loam. And that's where I'm planting my green beans in the trellis.
Yep.
What would be a good, you know, for the green beans? They were the slight disappointment that I had. They weren't as productive as I'd had in the past at my former residence.
Okay. And that was the first year you had put them there with that new loam base?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you add in the soil? Did you add anything into that soil to mix into it, or was it just the straight loam? Or
well, I went up the street at my local nursery.
Yep.
And I bought 2-3 yards of loam, and they came down mostly to fill that trench.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
It's like I said, it's a sand pit. It's an old sand pit that I basically live in. So and put that loam, they call what they call the super loam.
Yep.
And on top of that, I just put that lobster compost also.
Okay. Well, I think
would I be good to put some like 5-10-5 on top of that, you know, about now, or just, you know, help it? Or
you could definitely put a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 on there without a problem at this time. Just get the soil active and going. And that's what it's an all-purpose fertilizer, right? You might even be able to add a little bit, you know, that compost. Throw some over the top of it. kind of mix it into the soil just a little bit if you could. But that 10-10-10, yeah, exactly. The 10-10-10 or the 5-10-5 would be perfect to get it started. Are you starting beans from seed yourself or?
Yeah.
Did you get the inoculant that goes for the beans? Some beans will have that inoculant that will help get them be a little bit more successful.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, so there's like a liquid. So there's a liquid inoculant that you can buy online or at a local garden center. Some of them will have it. Some people live by this inoculant to add to their beans or their pole beans, that type of thing, and it actually helps make more germination happen. Okay. It's not necessary because you've done it before without it, right? But this is just something that people have added to it to help it. It usually comes in like an 8-ounce jar, it'd be a jar, and you would use it to help the seeds get ready and then put them in the ground. That might be something to look at. But I think so, adding that 5-10-5 or the 10-10-10 now, and then getting on a regimen of the garden tone, the garden tone during the season, I think would definitely help it as well.
Yeah, I did put that in. Yeah, and along with the tomato tone on my tomato plants.
Perfect. Those would definitely be what I'd be looking to do.
Okay, very good.
All right, Mark, I appreciate the call, and good luck this season, and hopefully we have some good news at the end, right?
I hope so.
All right.
My nice fresh tomatoes and squash beans.
All righty, great one. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show, so feel free to give us a call. We'll help you out. We started the show off, we were talking about some spring things to do. And this is usually my favorite time to bring this up, because baseball season's about to start. And my father always used to talk about, when the Red Sox come to town and start playing baseball for real, you can prune your roses. Well, this year, you know, obviously there's no baseball. They're not going to, when they play, they might not be very good either. But usually it's, you know, hey, they started to play for real the past 20-something years, right? So I used to joke around with my father all the time. Well, you know, you'd say, he would say with a joke, oh, yeah, when they play for real, whenever that is. But since I started helping out with the show, since about, like, 2004, I used to always be like, oh, yeah, Dad, yeah, they're playing for real, right? You know, they won a World Series, or they won another World Series. So that used to be the joke with us. So I always, this time of year, it makes me laugh. I always remember when to prune roses, your bush roses, right? I always remember that this is the time of year to do it. You know, he would always say when the Red Sox come to Boston to play. Year after year, it's gotten earlier and earlier when baseball would start. Opening day was supposed to be a couple days ago. With the weather we were having, it made sense, right? But it's around this time every year that you should be pruning your roses, your bush form roses. You're looking to clean up the dead, the broken, or any of those weak branches. You can cut them back, depending upon how big they were, to about 18 to 24 inches from the ground. You know, so you want to be sure to remove all small shoots that develop on the plant. Also remove all sucker branches that are coming out of the base, right? So we're looking for those branches that kind of come out just a little bit and then go straight up. And we're doing that with every one of our plants. Anything that has sucker growth, we're trying to get rid of. As far as climbing roses, they should also be cleaned and cut back to get ready for the year. You're looking to remove all your winter damage, branches that So you'd be removing all winter damaged branches to the nearest crotch or the dormant bud where you're starting to see something form. This is the time where it's a little bit easier for you to tie the branches to your trellis or your arbor or your fence. So that way, you're not trying to go through leaves, etc. during the season. One of the things you're looking to do is you would tie them down to the arbor and be sure that part of the branch is tied down and growing in a horizontal position. So horizontal growing branches will encourage more branches to develop, and that means more flowers. So that is key to the climbing roses. So I'm going to repeat that again. So you're going to tie down the branches to your fence or your arbor and be sure that part of the branch is tied down and growing in a horizontal position. Horizontal growing branches will encourage more branches to develop, and that means more flowers. So take a look at that this year with your climbing roses. Maybe it hasn't been developing as much as you want, but try that trick. That's in one of our newsletters that my father had written so many times, and we put out it out this past Thursday. And just talking about the roses just makes me, you know, get excited for spring. But this horizontal growing branch position when you do with the roses is a tip that I think a lot of you could have done and will make your roses grow bigger and better. You know, we talked about removing all suckers that develop. That's just below the graft, right? A lot of roses might have a graft of the plant where the plant is growing on the top of something else. Certain ones, not all of them. So you want to make sure that those other suckers that are coming from below where it's starting to branch out are removed. So you're not having a little bit different look to it, etc. Once you've cleaned everything, I like to use fertilizer with rose tone from Espoma. It's got those extra the biotone microbes in there to help really, really grow it, get it going and get bigger. So Espoma rose tone for those roses. This is the time of year to be doing it. We'll go over some more spring to-dos after the break and throughout the show. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed an executive order for FEMA to 100% fund emergency activities in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post says the order covers Florida, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Guam, and Puerto Rico, and in part will pay for the deployment of the National Guard. In the United States, coronavirus-related deaths have doubled in the past 2 days, surpassing 2,000 yesterday. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence says outside of hotspots like New York City, only a small percentage of the tests are coming back positive.
That number of Americans, vast majority of Americans even that have been tested for the coronavirus, have not tested positive.
President Trump announcing late yesterday he will not impose a quarantine order on New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut because of the pandemic, but he's issued a strong travel advisory, and this is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got a couple calls online, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Charlie's in New Hampshire.
Charlie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Thank you for helping me. I have about 20 high bush blueberries, and some of the blueberry bushes just don't give me any blueberries anymore. My blueberry bushes are probably about eight years old, maybe 9 years old, and I've been trying to prune a little bit each year, but on some of the bushes, all I have, on some of my bushes, I may have as many as like 20 canes coming straight up. They don't look like they're going to give any berries at all. And I was just wondering, what should I do?
Well, so I'd look for you to test the soil in those areas, right? Blueberries love acidic soil. Over time, maybe it's not as acidic as it can be. Have you been feeding blueberries with anything, a soil acidifier or something along those lines?
Yes, I've been actually feeding and fertilizing. I've been using, I think it's called ammonium sulfate.
Okay.
I've been using that probably right around now. I'll put that on, and I've been using like a top fertilizer, even on top of that.
Okay. So I definitely recommend getting a soil test done for those blueberries in the area. Do you have them all together, like in a garden type area, or are they spread out?
No, they're all together. So I get about 20 bushes, and they're probably around 5 or 6 feet apart from
each
other.
Okay. Yep. So I'd take a sample maybe from the corners and one in the middle to see what's going on with the soil, so you can kind of see what's happening. Knowing what's going on underneath is definitely something that will help you. You'll be able to figure out maybe it's not acidic enough. Maybe it's too acidic, right? Maybe it's just off the charts way below, because we are looking to have it in like a 4.5 to 5.5 range. So that could be possible based on what you put down each year plus the fertilizers. What I might look at doing, have you added any new ones lately in the past, year, couple years?
No, I haven't added anything for probably around 5 years, 6 years now. But I do have a problem where the front of my row seems to give me the most of my blueberries. Towards the back of my row, my blueberries do drop off. And that may be a little due to shade, but I do have in that group of blueberries, I have some blueberry bushes that give me hardly any blueberries.
Well, so some blueberries can take a little bit of shade, right? They just need at least 6 hours of sun. So it's not bad if they have some shade. It's not gonna hurt them.
Yes, they all have that.
So what I'd look for you to do, and one of the reasons why I was asking if you had added any new ones, is look at adding a couple more, a couple more plants in there. The reason why I'm saying that is a lot of blueberries are self-pollinators, right? They pollinate themselves. But what I've found with blueberries, having other varieties with them can actually help them pollinate a little bit more to allow you to get more berries from it. That could help it because, they're all together. Maybe adding something new will spark it a little bit. The other thing you could be doing, are you noticing not as many flowers at the beginning or still the same amount of flowers, it's just not producing from there?
Yes, that's my problem. Not enough flowers, not enough of buds.
Okay, and when was the last time you pruned it or cleaned it up?
Every year I try to look for my biggest stems and cut it off. But I do have some of my bushes that got away from me, and in some of my bushes, they really look like they need like a good haircut, so to speak. But to look at them, it's like I don't know where to begin.
I understand. It's especially with something like that that is fruit bearing for you. You feel like you don't want to cut too much, right? Because if you cut too much, then all of a sudden, well, where are the blueberries going to come from? So I completely get that. The best time to do it is right at the end of winter, beginning of spring. So you're right in that time to be pruning them. You get rid of any of the broken wood, any of the cross branches, any of the branches that are like rubbing up against each other or in the wind could start rubbing up against each other. As blueberries get older, when they become like 7 years, 8 years plus, though that older wood doesn't produce as much. So that also could be part of what's going on is some of the branching, right? You've had them in the ground for 5 years, but I'm sure they were growing for a couple years prior. So you need to look at some of the older branches. Like you were saying, you look for the biggest one to get rid of. But look at that and maybe prune out some of the older branches to get rid of them so you can have new growth coming to have better, more production from your blueberry plant. You want to make sure you only want to take a couple of the older canes. You don't want to take too many of them, right? Because the older, if you take too many, then you're not really going to have a plant. So you're looking to remove each year about two or three of the older canes on the blueberry bush. To remove them so you can have fresh new ones coming through. You're not going like a crazy, like bringing it down to like 12 inches. We're not talking that way. We're talking get rid of some of the old branches, two or three of them. Get rid of the cross branches. Get rid of anything that's broken. Prune it back. And you want some of that sunlight, obviously, to get in. But the other thing you're looking to do is let some of that air flow through. So you don't want it to be completely a full bush so no air gets through. That will help get rid of some of the diseases, et cetera, as it's coming through. You know, the diseases will sit when leaves are touching so much they're wet, and no airflow can get through them. They don't dry easily, right? So that's why you would thin it out a little bit. So I think with some of those older blueberries, cleaning them out, getting rid of some of the old canes, maybe adding some new plants in there, you're going to start to see your production ramp up a little bit. And using, you know, an all-purpose fertilizer at first, at the beginning of the season. And again, I think you should look at doing a soil test to see what your baseline is right now. Because then you can base on what you should be doing for fertilizers or what you need to add. And then get a good reading so you can say, oh, you know what, maybe I shouldn't put this down this year. You were saying the sulfate, right? That's what you were?
Yeah.
You know, you can look at it and say, maybe I shouldn't put this down this year. Maybe I should do it every other year. So that's, I can't recommend a soil sample enough, because it's important to tell you what's going on and how you can fix it. Especially right now, you're having an issue with certain areas. I think it's the age of some of the plant, some of the pruning that needs to be done, but I think something with the soil could work with it to help it out a little bit.
Yes, I think I'll do the soil test. I think I'll probably do that this week.
Again, take a look at the pruning. This right now is the time that you want to do that, is the pruning at this time of year. It's just starting. The flowers haven't gone on there. The flowers are there to produce the berries. So you want to do it before any flowers come on there. And you're looking for it to really be in that dormant stage right at the end of winter, beginning of spring. So we're right on the cusp of it. So I would definitely prune out some of that if I could at this time. And I know the next few days might be rainy, but maybe midweek would be a good time to do it.
Yes, I think that's what I'll do, do that. What it was, I just had so much there, I didn't really know how much I could actually take off.
Yeah, no, like I said, it's not an easy thing when you're looking at something that produces food for you, you know, the berries or fruit, anything. Because you almost, in the back of your head, and I'm the same way, is looking at it and going, well, if I cut it, well, how's it gonna, you know, be full again? Well, so some of it just needs to be to get in some of that new growth year after year to keep that production level going. With the plants, they say 7-8 years, the 7 or 8 year old canes are not going to produce as much. They're thicker, they take more nutrients from the soil, etc. So that's why you would want to get rid of them from the plant itself. And it's going to produce a lot more shoots coming out in those areas.
Yeah, yes, when I prune those older canes off, do I cut them right to the ground, or do I leave a little bit of a height from the bottom so they could throw suckers or branches or whatever?
So I would, because you're only going to take 2 or 3 out, I'd cut them back all the way, just get rid of them. You'll be able to tell by the thicker branching of it. But what you should look at is say, if I cut this back too much, is it going to make the plant just be one-sided, or what is it going to do? There's a part of aesthetics on this. It's not just about the production of the plant. You want the plant to be full around. If you are cutting canes and the old ones are on one side, then you have a one-sided plant, right? So maybe it's looking at it and saying, I'm just going to get rid of one, cut it back to the base, leave the other one for the next year, knowing that some of this isn't going to produce as well, but I'm going to get new growth coming. So it's a little bit of aesthetics, but it's a little bit of making sure you get the older canes out first. Cutting some of them down to the stem itself is probably the best way to get rid of some of it. I bet you some of it is already rubbing on other parts of the branches. It's going to help with airflow, those types of things. I definitely think it will be beneficial. But again, you got to look at aesthetically, are you taking the whole plant? You know, if you're taking more than certain areas, maybe it's the cane that needs to stay. It's the branching around it that needs to be pruned. So it would almost be on like a case-by-case basis. But that's what you're looking to really do.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, Charlie, I hope that helps with you and have a more productive season this year. But soil test to me is very important. Take the samples, let it dry out for like 24 hours, leave it in a bucket, the soil in a bucket, let it dry out so you're not shipping a lot of moisture when you send a soil sample away, if that's what you plan on doing.
Yes, I'll do that.
All right. Well, I appreciate the phone call, Charlie.
All right, thank you.
You have a great one. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We'll get back with more of your questions. See you in a minute.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Don's in New Hampshire.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Listen, last fall, I have a beautiful maple tree in the front yard. It was looking kind of shoddy, so I called the county extension, and he came over and he looked at it and figured it could be one of two things. So he took a piece of it away, and they come back, and they found out that it has anthracnose, which is the fungus, tree
yep.
fungus.
Yep.
So at that time, he said, in the fall, I want you to make sure you clean all the leaves up, which we did. There wasn't a leaf left, still isn't. The branches that fell off during the wintertime that broke off, there's some considerable dead branches up there now. Tree's probably about 30 years old or so in that range, so it's pretty good size. So he said in the spring, we'll think about doing a fungus for it and fungus treatment for it. And it has to be a tree fungus. And he gave me several types, but I'm not sure what to do. One of them is mancozeb.
Yep.
Another one is propiconziac or something like that, or copper hydroxide. Now, should I be using granulated, or it should be a spray? It's just supposed to spray it before the leaf buds. Am I going in the right direction here?
Yeah, so you're going to want to look for a spray, right? And mancozeb is one that you could use. It comes a lot of time in a concentrate, and it will work for anthracnose. And what you're looking to do is spray it as the leaves are starting to develop, because it'll absorb into there nice and easy to help with the plant. What I'm doing, I'm actually looking on Bonide's website to get the actual instructions on their mancozeb. I want to look at the label. I want to give you the exact information on it. So on the mancozeb, it is synthetic, so it's not like an organic. So it's going to have more of a residual to it. And you said, what kind of tree was it? Was it a maple?
Maple, yeah. This is, okay. I guess, prominent with maple trees.
Yes.
Knows, yeah.
So let's see here. I'm just pulling it up at the same time. A lot with the mancozeb, they're showing you for veggies on the back of it, what you can use, because some of it you can actually use up to like 5 days before harvest when it comes to that. But mancozeb is one of them. The mixture that you're looking to do, I'm trying to find the anthracnose one on here. You're looking to do, depending upon how big it is. Okay. What you're looking to do, the product rate is 1.6 to 2.4, I believe it's ounces that we're looking at, mixed with water to spray. It might be hard to spray the entire plant, so this might be something to bring in a tree expert, a tree warden, those types of things. It's because mancozeb only comes in like a small package. I think it's an 8 ounce. Yeah. So, you're actually looking to use like 2 to 5 teaspoons per gallon. So that's why it's a smaller variety of it, but you need to be able to spray the whole plant.
Correct.
Now you'd need to look at getting, excuse me, something that has a little bit of power to it, not just your hose, that's going to be able to spray it to the top of the tree, right? So
I don't think it's much of a problem getting to it. I've got climbs, and it's I think it's accessible if with a garden sprayer to be able to do it. By the size of it, really. So my question is, spraying, is any danger in spraying it? Do you have to cover your eyes and face and so on?
Well, that's the thing, right? It's synthetic. It's not a okay. organic. So when you said you said your grandson, is that what you said, would love to climb? I honestly would not have them do that at all.
Okay.
Because the spray back, everything. It is a copper-based, but it can be toxic, right? And okay. You don't want to have that on your skin. You would want to protect yourself. I would definitely not recommend going into the tree to do. That would be one to use. There's also some disease control from Bayer Advanced or BioSafe, Bio Advanced at this point, that you could use as a liquid to mix into the soil around it that would translocate that way. I definitely think that would be, either one would be your best bet.
It's batonic. No, that is.
I'm sorry?
What is that?
It's a granular form.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.